All right, what is up, everybody? I am Jackson, and this is Gianna, and this is the first episode of our movie podcast adventure, as we just discuss movies, rant about them, debate them, theorize about them. And this is basically our first episode. We've been planning this for a while, actually, but we're super glad to get the first episode off the ground. If you guys have been following us on social media, at JG Movie Adventure on Instagram, is it still Jack and Gianna on Twitter?
I believe so.
Okay. And then... that's the same JG movie event on TikTok. And if I'm missing anything else, just go follow us on Instagram and we'll shout them out on there. So to start off the first episode, we decided to do the Truman Show. So Gianna, if you want to sell us on that movie real quick.
Yeah. So before we start talking about it, I think it's really important to say that this episode will contain spoilers. So if you haven't seen the movie, I'd highly recommend it personally. It's available for streaming on HBO Max and Hulu, but also available to rent elsewhere. The Truman Show, it's kind of a little mind twister in a sense. It starts off kind of mundane, but towards the end, we find out it's all a TV show. Yeah, so I think it's definitely an experience to watch, but...
I watched the movie for the first time today and I was absolutely blown away. I just gotta say, like, this was an absolute great, I guess, cinematic experience, if you want to call it that. I just thought it was very interesting to watch Jim Carrey's character Truman go through the realization of his whole life as a lie. And it blew my mind to figure out as we went through the movie, kind of, he was there since birth. Because I was like, okay, when did he really get into this life? Like, when did he find out? Or, like, when was he in? When did he get, like, entered into the dome? Which I thought's a whole other discussion. Like, that's crazy how that, an idea for in the 90s that came out. But I think it was interesting to see that they had him there since birth. So it's kind of like a whole, like, midlife crisis sign kind of change for him.
Mm-hmm. So I think based off that reaction, it's safe to say you liked it.
I did actually like this. I haven't done my review yet on Letterboxd. You can follow us. Each links are in the description, but because I didn't want you to see it before our discussion, just for that surprise factor in case
I needed to put mine too.
Yeah. But I would probably give this movie like a 4.5.
All right.
Because it's equivalent to a 9 out of 10, I would say, just because it's like very intriguing to see. Like, I guess the revelation in this character is like whole life changing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite movies, personally. I watched it for the first time beginning of this year, and I've watched it a few times since. It's just like Jim Carrey does a fantastic job to begin with, but there's just something about it in the way that it's made and the writing that I think is really enjoyable. But yeah.
I think Jim Carrey's like a, what's it called? A little bit loco, but that guy's low-key a handsome fellow. I will say that as I watched the film, that man cleans up well, especially for the 90s when that was his peak, if you want to call it that.
I definitely have to agree with you on that one. I got busted saying Jim Carrey was slightly attractive in the Truman Show before, but
yeah, I've seen it, like, obviously, like Dumb and Dumber, one of my favorite Jim Carrey movies. Like, he obviously, like, looks dumb. So you can't, like, say he looks, like, cleaned up in that one. But I was noticing during this, like, movie that I was like, oh, like, cleans up well. Oh. Maybe that was just, like, the colors or something about it. Yeah. But I was just like, this man's a good, decent-looking man.
I think you're right to that point about the color, which is one of the notes I took down when I was watching the movie. That the general aesthetic of it, which is something I really enjoy, is just very nice to look at, from what they're wearing to the town they live in, which made me think, like, even... If you were Truman, or if you were an actor, would you want to live in this town?
Like, as an extra, that would be actually super interesting. Well, because I think the extras, right, are in like the same moral dilemma as like the viewers, right?
Oh,
and that's
one
thing that clicked on my mind. I was like, when are we going to jump from like Truman's perspective, right, to when we see like the audience? And we see that in the bar for like the first time. And it's like, if you were in it, like as an extra, I think that'd be a very like cool experience. And I think you'd definitely be on the side of, let's keep this guy trapped because he's given me a job.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But as like a viewer, I'd be like, what in the world is this? They're keeping this guy, like, we've seen this guy be born. And now like the whole, there's like a subplot in the movie where they want to have sex, like on national television. And
that's,
I'm like, what in the world?
That is something I didn't notice in my first couple of watches. Maybe it's because I was paying more attention this time for the sake of this episode. But something I wrote down is, try for a baby, what then? Like, it's just kind of ridiculous to think about. Like, the first on-air conception is crazy. I don't know what I would do if I was a viewer. But then, does the cycle continue?
That's what I was thinking at first. I thought, well, I wasn't thinking about him, like, maybe, like, if he gets old and dies, do they just continue? That's what I thought. Like, they were going to make, like, a clone out of, like, the sun. You know what I mean? Like, not a clone, but, like, continue the story with this son. Yeah. Like, that's what I thought, like, for the first bit of it being, like, him. That's the importance of it. I didn't think of it being, like, live contraception on national television. Because that would just be so weird to see.
So weird.
But, yeah, that was just one thing that absolutely was just, like
That's another thing about being an actor on the show, though, is, like, Truman's wife, she doesn't get to leave at night when, like, most actors would. It's, like, her life. That's what I think. Well, I think the town would be really fun to live in. It's really cute little town and wherever on the water. All the houses look
so fake.
Nice.
But it's fake. But,
yeah, exactly. But there's that. And then there's, like, it's, like, your life at this point. Like, it's your job, but then you're living a life inside of it. Like, that's what, I mean, that's what actors are trained to do. And I think anyone has, like, a separate work life, but it's a little too much for me, I think.
Yeah, I think going back to the wife, like, not having that freedom, I think that was important for the film to show her, like, Truman following her to work. Because for me, like, that kind of confused me a little bit, just because I was like, like, okay, we're going to see her work. Obviously, she doesn't have a job, you know? Yeah. So I was like, okay, let's see where this goes. And then obviously it shows the operation, which I thought was absolutely hilarious, that scene. Yeah. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it was basically they're operating on this person's leg, right? And someone drops, like, a pan or something, and it makes, like, a make a big noise. And the person who's supposed to be under anesthesia just completely gets up, and they have to, like, knock her out to put her back to sleep, which I thought was pretty funny. But, you know, yeah, like, especially the best friend, I literally just forgot his name, but like, he's always called him for emergencies, right? Like, he's always, he's technically always on the call, like, on call, right? And so it's weird, like, first off, the actor, like, I guess he's, like, acting, he's, like, he's actually acting as he's acting, if that makes sense. He's acting like an actor. So it's like, I thought that performance was really good. He's a, I've seen him in a couple movies, I just don't remember his name. But yeah, no, it was interesting to see, like, he's always on call. He saves the wife when, like, Truman goes crazy and starts almost, like, to kill her. He's there when they have to find him. He's there always with a six-pack. He always, he's like, hey, let's have a beer. And he's always there at the beginning of the film. He was, like, seen as, like, a friend, you know. And then as we see, it's not necessarily a friend, but it's more of a lifeline for the show to keep Truman under wraps.
Yeah. I think that's a, well, that's another point you bring up is the whole, always there with a six pack, all these ads that they're throwing in the show, which is honestly, like, kind of smart to get that money and revenue up. If you were an actor on the show, like an extra, what's, like, the one product you would want to be an advertisement for? Like, if you had to be like, AirPods, get them, like, what would that one thing you'd want to push be?
I want to hear your answer first, that one. I want to hear you go first.
I think, I don't know. See, this is kind of hard. I thought about it a little bit before, but I'm trying to think of something I like a lot. And honestly, because it's sitting in front of me, felt tip pens. I use these things every single day. Pencils are non-existent in my backpack. I've got probably a million. I went school shopping with my mom last year before I moved out. And she said, do you really need all these? I said, I do. So I think I'd want to be advertising.
I felt it, Pen. I think in, like, in this case, like, you're going to be the face of this thing because everyone watches the show, right? And, like, the wife's always doing the product placement in the show. But I think it's really interesting to be, like, something funny, but also something not annoying, right? Like, you don't want to be, like, because in your free time, when you go out to the store, you don't want to be known as, like, you're, like, the chocolate milk guy. Chuck some milk or something, right? But you want to be something that's like, you're like something cool. So if I had to guess, I'd probably do like a car. Like I would get that's like a sick ride. And so like, I'm pulling up and then I actually can drive that car in real life. And I'd be like, oh, you're that guy. And I'm like, yes. You're the Ferrari guy. I'm like, yes.
An answer I did consider before is if you were on the Truman Show, if it was the Jackson Show and I was an extra, I think something that would be promoted in your little world and your little dome is a sports team. So I thought about this. I was like, how would you promote a sports team in this scenario? Is if you were Truman and Jackson's getting all upset, but oh, we can't go to Fiji. The Cowboys play on Tuesday. Oh, not Tuesday, but you got to stay for the game. Like, I know, like, blah, 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 blah. These teams are playing here. Then, like, you have to watch. But that's just something I thought about that made me laugh a little
bit. Yeah, I think, well, okay, like, if I was to be an extra and I'd be, like, advertising, like, a sports team, I think I would probably be, like, in terms of a movie, I guess, to think this way, I would definitely be, like, selling tickets or something, you know? Be like, buy tickets, like, using, and then, like, a discount, like, a discount code, like, on screen or something, which I think would be pretty funny.
Like, but, yeah, like, again.
Yeah, but then you'd be known as the guy that's always selling tickets, so people would be asking you for tickets.
But it's the same thing, though, as, like, watching influencers on, like, TikTok or something, like, oh, this person has a water bottle that they are known for, like, promoting or something.
Thing is, okay, well, who, okay, name one person then that sells one product. You can't. See, like, people, like, every time someone does, like, an ad or something, right, they're always, like, people are always, like, get that bag, like, for individual products. But if you're always pushing, like, buy these headphones, buy these, they're going to be, like, oh, you're not selling headphones today or something like that, you know?
True.
That's my take.
I think that's a good point.
I just wouldn't want to be annoyed by the product I sold. You know, like, I wouldn't want, because it would just follow you around.
Exactly. And it would be hard to, like, get stuck with a bad product because obviously, like, you're an actor, you're at work, you don't really get to choose, like, what you're promoting. Like, in the one scene with Truman's wife when she holds up the thing with, like, the three, I forget exactly what it was called, but with the three different modes, like a knife almost, when Truman's
It was like, yeah, it was
promoting
like a
something
peeler,
like that.
Knife, and, like, a shredder.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something.
Grater. Yeah. I think that would be, like, something hard to promote, especially at, like, a frequent level. But here's the thing, too, is that it's got to be expensive to get your product advertised there. It's almost like a Super Bowl commercial. Like, there's such little time, and it costs so much to get your ad in because so many people are watching. Like, I can only imagine how much it would be to, like, promote something on the Truman Show. Well, in the Truman Show.
Yeah, I guess, like, but, yeah, I don't think it's as much because, as they said, like, everything's sold. Right.
True,
and it could be their own. I think it's their own products, though, too, because they're selling that they're on their own webpage, like the Truman.com or something.
Yeah.
So it's like their own little empire of, like, merchandise. So I don't think, like, obviously, like, looking on site, like, outside of, like, if people wanted to sell, like, music or something that aren't, like, a part of, like, the company, like, yeah, it'd probably be really expensive. But, like, for the Truman Show. They don't necessarily have to spend that much money, which is genius because there's no commercials, right? So you got to make like the money somehow. Yeah.
Not to switch topics to a more, like, serious question, I guess, but you were kind of talking about this before when you mentioned Truman being a baby and, like, how did he get in there in the first place? But one of the questions that I was thinking about when I was watching this time a lot was whether or not Kristoff's actions are justifiable. See, it's kind of a twisted question because it's like, well, you're trapping this man in here with all these fake things, like shielding him from the world. But he also gave Truman a life because they talk about what babies are going to take and how this process starts. And Truman was selected because he was the first baby to come closest to the start of production, but he was a baby that wasn't wanted. So Kristoff, the whole director and creator of this, gave Truman a shot at life. Like, whether or not it's a real life is debatable. And I mean, he still gets out in the end and he still gets that opportunity to join in with the real world. But do you think that it was justifiable in a sense?
I think when I was first watching it, I was really, like, interested in his character because I think I think there's a lot of detail that goes into this question, but I think it's, the thing is, the one problem though is that he was, like, they go into this whole talk about him, like, he was one of, like, potentially five, like, people that were chosen, right? And they're all, like, unwanted babies. And so I'm like, okay, like, did the parents probably signed off on this, right? But, like, they were adopted. So I'm assuming, like, yes, in a sense. Because, like, for the first half, like, for the first, like, half of the movie.
Yeah.
I want to lean towards yes. because they technically like adopted him, right? Mm-hmm. And like he's technically theirs, like not in a like a possession type of way, but like their child, right? And now I think against like obviously it has to be like not against the law in that like universe, just because like mm-hmm. it wouldn't be allowed. But obviously, is it like on morale or like is it like bad morals to like mm-hmm. do something like that? But then I think if you have like after 18, a little dicey, you know? Mm-hmm. And then one thing that would piss me off if like I was just like an average like audience member is mm-hmm. if the, like when Truman works, right? And they take his money, right? Because this dude, they keep talking about car payments, mortgages. Who's he paying that money to? If the world is not real, who is he paying the money to?
It's like a Monopoly game. It's a simulation. Well, quite literally, but.
Because if he's working and he's just paying people to keep him captive, that's a little bogus.
True. But then again, is he paying them to keep him captive? Or is it even real money to begin with? Because it's like, well, it's all built up. So if I'm going to say I like build a little colony in my apartment, I'm not going to make those people pay real money because it's not a real like colony. If that makes any
sense. That's fair. Because like we don't even see currency in the thing, like in the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
They mentioned we don't get a close up on it. Once when they are driving out of the town, I forget the name of the town. But when they're driving out of the town, Truman's wife is like, well, what are we going to do for money when we get to New Orleans? And he's like, well, I have my card. I think it's Seabrook.
It's a credit card or something, which is the town.
Yeah. So, like, I just don't think currency is a real thing in this town. There's a lot of things.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like, as like a director, I'd be thinking of these little things in this fake, like, because as the director of this film, you're like picking, like, you're making this town really as like for your narrative. Yeah. And so it's interesting to see how you would like, okay, blank, like, you're gonna have these people like the routines daily, like, we want this, 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 this. His wife is gonna look like this. His house is gonna look like this. Mm-hmm. He has a best friend, blah, 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 blah. Right. But it's like the little details, right? He drives his own car, right? So it's like he has to fill it up with gas. So how does he get that gas if there's no money? You know, it's just like nitpicking at little things. Like for me, that doesn't like ruin the movie, make the movie any less enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But it's just like things to go back and be like, what about this? What about this? What about this?
Yeah.
So well, if I was an interviewee and I had a chance to interview the director, that's the type of questions I'd be asking. I wouldn't be asking, it's like, how was it like to work with Jim Carrey? I'd be like, no. Be like, what type of currency is in this town?
Yeah.
How are people paying for gas?
Good question.
Who is paying the policeman?
True. Well, I think at that point, who's paying the policeman? The studio that's producing the show. Because those are actors.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone is getting paid real money, but Truman.
But it's true. But if Truman's getting paid money, then like, you know what I mean? So then is he paying them back? Because and then here's another question though. What is the wife getting? The wife is obviously getting paid for being an actor, right?
Yeah.
But then is she paying that money with the mortgages?
I think it's
like for the mortgage and the car payments. You think it's two different payments?
But then it's hard because that's her life. So it depends on where you draw the line from, like what's real and what's fake. Like she and Truman, I'm assuming, are splitting funds because they're married and they're living together. Mm-hmm. And whatnot, but I think that's the fake money, but on the side separately she's being paid real money. So when she leaves, like when she goes to work, I'm assuming is when she leaves, even though they don't necessarily straight out say that, is when she gets paid the real money to do things in the real world.
That's just me nitpicking.
But on the nitpicking of the logistics, now that you say that, something I was thinking about when I was watching this movie is how did they build the dome behind the Hollywood sign? Like, it's like
isn't it like a mountain range? That's what I first, I was like, they built this behind the Hollywood sign? And then it's like a dome. It's like its own country. I was like, first off.
It's a huge dome.
If you look at, like, obviously this was made in, like, the 90s, right? So, like, inflation or whatever, but you're having like NFL stadiums being built for like 1.5 to like 2 point, like 1.5 to $2 billion, right? And that's not taking up that much land, right? Now it's like a fancy building, you got like, it's obviously gonna be big, but then you compare it to like the over, like the overhead shot, right, the establishing shot of the dome, that's at least got to be like a trillion. There's no there's no way.
Then that brings up the question, is where did Christopher the director get the money to build this, hire a team and actors and everything and all the cameras?
He did build it from the ground up, though. Who knows if he had the dome right to begin with, because he did say during the movie they only had one camera to start with. Now that's maybe that was just because like they were shooting him in the womb or something. Maybe. But like I think
the womb,
they started from the bottom, right? They started from the bottom. How they hear.
Oh, that's for sure. Because they kept in there. So that's something else I was thinking about, is like they went as far as to kill off his dad, and obviously the actor, the dad, wasn't too happy about that, leading to his return in the story, which is kind of, I mean, it's good for the plot of Truman's life, but like I think that it's such a creative and interesting way to keep him there, because it creates like that whole like idea of trauma, which started to make me think, like, if you had to do one thing to get off the island, like if you were Truman, what would you want that thing not to be? Like, what is your worst case scenario? Like, what's gonna keep you there? For me personally, I'm petrified of flying on airplanes, and it's something I know it's like stupid,
but I know
flying over water specifically, if I like I it's might be able to it's sail across same. Like Truman, but if I were to fly over the water, I think that might keep me there.
Bruh. No, I could definitely sail if I wanted to. He had no, that's one thing that amazes me, is homie had no experience of sailing, and he sailed that thing like a boss.
Well, maybe it does take some time from when he decides, like, I'm going to leave, to when he actually does. Like, there is a gap. So
really?
In that time,
it felt like one day.
No, there was a gap. I forget like what they like how it's indicated, but I could have sworn there is. So I could be making this up, but in that time, if there is a gap, I'm assuming that that's when he took up the time to learn sailing. And he mentioned before with his dad. No, he sailed with his dad before. Because that's
but that was like when he was eight. That was when he was eight, and he wasn't traumatized of the ocean.
When you're eight,
bro, man was 30. That is 22 years.
Okay, but you learned how to spell.
Okay, what did you? What is something you did as a kid? Did as a kid, and you don't do now? For me, I learned how to play the piano, right? And I took.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I remember this. Example. After 1 year of not doing it, I am clearly not as good as I was a year after I did it.
Yeah.
Now this was 22 years of sailing. And I bet his dad took the lead every single time, and he was just the assistant. And no way did he learn how to sail that well.
No, but here's the thing.
Now, the water was calm. I will give it. Wait. The water was calm at the end. No, the water was calm at the end, right? So it's like, maybe it's easier. But then that thing started storming up, lightning and everything, and he survived.
He struggled, though. He only survived because Christopher's like, I can't kill him on television. We can have the first.
No. He said we saw him born. We saw him being born. We can see him die.
Okay. That's a
and then
point.
He survived. But, and then he was like, you know what? I'll give up.
But back to what you were saying about the piano. Truman said when he grew up, he wanted to be an explorer. When you grew up, did you want to be a pianist? No.
I mean, I technically grew up playing the piano, so yes.
You played for a year, though.
I played for more than a year. I took a year off, and after I was done playing,
okay,
I played for like 3 years.
Okay, my bad.
And all of it got in a year.
I think
can play chopsticks, though.
Touche. But I think it's because it goes back to that passion, like things that you learn or pick up as a kid that you're passionate about stick with you into the adult life.
So because he wasn't passionate about it. For 22 years, this guy was afraid of anything water.
Okay. But that doesn't mean he forgets his knowledge about sailing.
Okay, when is he going to be thinking about sailing for the next 22 years? He's just like, oh, I don't like the water. But imagine sailing.
It's a passing thought.
You do this, and you do this, and you do this.
All right, all right. I think you've got me beat on this one.
Bro.
It's either
now, to answer the initial question of what I wouldn't want to do. Gosh. I guess I wouldn't want to, like, I don't know.
You're afraid of heights.
You know what terrifies? Right? Well, yeah, but I could walk across like anything. I could, the one thing I would be a little hesitant to is skydiving. But like, if I gotta, like, if I know I gotta get out of this place, like it's this or it's just the
you
same,
can do it
I'd eventually do it. Like to survive, yeah, I wouldn't do it for leisure ever, because it seems pointless to me. I'll just go to iFly, hashtag iFly. But I don't know. I'd probably do something with like rodents or something. Like have to walk through like
rodents.
A mile long of rodents.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh.
Because I don't f with squirrels. I don't mess with mouse.
Squirrels.
Nice.
You're gonna
squirrels
go
terrify
as
me,
as
bro.
Squirrels. Oh my gosh.
What if a squirrel attacks you? What are you gonna do?
Laugh.
Attacks you. You're just gonna laugh at if a squirrel attacks you.
I mean, it freaked me out at first. I think it'd be funny.
I would be petrified. I'd be like,
okay.
Yeah, I'd probably grab it and chuck it, but then I'd run away. I'd be mortified.
Well, now I hope in my lifetime I get to see you attacked by a squirrel. Just for the reaction.
It's if I get attacked by a squirrel while you're with me, I'm throwing the squirrel at you.
Okay, and I'll throw it back.
You think you can catch a squirrel? Nice try.
I almost did at school a couple of weeks ago. We're filming a project and there's squirrels, and I went after one. It was right there, but then it saw me and ran, and I didn't want to chase after it because I was in a public setting, but I was close.
I see at least 5 squirrels a day, and if I can avoid it somehow, I'm avoiding it every time. If that means going on a different sidewalk, if that means just waiting like a minute for it to run, I'm starting to get over birds. But like
birds.
Well, like crows. Dude, I was literally chilling outside, right? And there comes this crow just chilling. And then they start like balking, but it was like a gory balk. Like I had something stuck and I was like, heck no.
Crows are kind of nasty to begin with.
See? Birds. But like pigeons, but like other birds I'm fine with.
Okay.
There was one bird growing up at my childhood home that always, every Sunday morning or Saturday morning, they would bang into our like window door. Just because they thought it was a window. You know what
it's
I mean?
Kind of sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever. Enough about squirrels and birds. Back to the question from eons ago. So you're escaping, right? And you're walking through these rodents, but where would you go? So Truman's like, I got to go to Fiji because the girl from high school says she's.
Oh, true.
Or her father says she's going to Fiji.
Like, well, I'd probably go to Fiji.
Fiji, really?
But but the thing is, Fiji, he doesn't go to Fiji because he wants to go to Fiji. He wants to go to Fiji to find the girl.
Yeah.
So, like, I would have to find a place for a reason. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, if I had to pick, what though? Like, if I had to pick a country, like, pick a place.
Well, anywhere.
I don't know. I'd want my freedom, but if I had to pick a place, I don't know. Probably, like, Italy. I don't know. It's a weird question to ask because like there's no reason.
Okay, that's fair.
What about you?
Probably a beach somewhere. Honestly, maybe Italy.
Bro, homie was on a beach. He left the beach.
Okay, but that's a fair point. But that's different because, okay, I guess you're right.
I guess if you like want to go to like a nice beach, like on like a beach of Hawaii or something.
Yeah, I'd go to Hawaii. Or maybe I'd go to Fiji because
is it declared that that's an ocean? If that makes sense?
Probably. It looks like it would be.
Yeah, it definitely was. Like there's not necessarily waves and lakes.
No, right? Just a little.
Like small. big lakes maybe.
Yeah.
But like not like.
Oh,
not like,
yeah. Lake Michigan? They get kind
Lake
of
Michigan
crazy
has waves.
Winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like not like your average Danger. Like oh, like a little lake over there.
Yeah.
That's
that
just like
sense.
It's like a pond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Well, yeah, I think so. I'm glad you liked it. I was kind of worried to hear your response because usually you're a hit or a miss with movies.
I think the reason why I give it a 9, and we'll go over, I think, in another video of our rating scales, right? Because like I have a mental rating scale of like 1 from 10, right? And being like, there's like, it's divided into 3 parts, right? Like if it's an 8 or a 10, like in between an 8 and a 10, which is equivalent to like a 4 or like a from like a 3.5 mm-hmm. or like a 4 to like a 5, right? On like the 5-point scale. That's like an always watchable movie. And I think that's what this movie is.
Yeah.
Is you can always turn it on. And you don't always have to pay attention because I think it really starts right from the beginning, which is one like yeah. thing I would have liked in terms of like just a little bigger build up to the reveal. Cause I kind of got mm-hmm. it. Like maybe I just knew like the twist, like when I clicked on a movie. But like if it was more of like normal and then you start to see slowly things, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But like, yeah, that's why I think you can always put this movie on because it starts pretty much right from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe at the beginning, like first 10 minutes could like, but like if you're watching from 10 minutes, like you're going to know the gist of the movie, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why
that's
it would be one of my go-to movies, I think, for a chill vibe.
Mm-hmm. To agree with that, it's like it jumps right into it, but it doesn't ever leave it. Like there's, mm-hmm. it continuously builds with different points and different little hints, like whether it cuts back to the people watching it live or something Truman's doing, it's constantly going, which is something I really like about it. I don't know if I said this before, but 5-star movie for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
I think I definitely could get there. I think I just mm-hmm. have to get like one more watch through. I'm very strict when I give 5 stars. Mm-hmm. But I'm more lenient to give like 4s and 3. I'm like, yeah. I'm a 3 guy. I love to give a movie a 3 and I love to give a movie a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if I really hate the movie, like it'll be harsh. But it's really hard for me to love a movie, if that makes sense. And I really like this movie, and I could potentially mm-hmm. love this movie. I think it's going to go no less than a 4, though, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. So, if you're still watching this, thank you for watching. We hope that you like the Truman Show as well, and you like this episode. And if you're watching this and you haven't watched it, go watch it. Come back. Let us know what you think. And yeah.
Comment down below what you want us, what movie or Netflix series or whatever you want us to discuss next. We'd love to have like a live stream to have you guys like for some like audience participation. If you guys want to do that, we plan to do maybe some lives on like Instagram or TikTok, just like quick, like after we saw a movie, right? Like we just saw the last movie we saw together was Scream, right? Like if we wanted like on the way back, we turn on like the live and we just discuss with you guys what type, like what did we think of the movie, do we recommend it, blah blah blah, stuff like that. Like I said at the beginning, make sure to follow us on social media. All the links should be in the description. I will personally make that happen. If it's not, check the comments. You can follow me on Twitter at @ajalljackedup_Gianna. Where can I find you on Twitter?
That's something I'll have to look into and put back in this later.
But make check sure the description. Check yeah. everything. New episodes of this, hopefully every Wednesday. We're right on track. We record this when we wanted to. So everything's looking good for this first episode that should be launched on November 2nd. So hopefully you guys are seeing that. To a week from today, which should be the 9th. That'll be our second episode. We don't know what we're talking about yet, so that's why you got to leave your comments down below. Let us know, and we'll see you guys in the next one. See you.